Green Love, and today I met the boy I'm going to marry. Remember that? 1963. WWTC. I hope they'll be happy. 25 degrees in the Twin Cities at 7:37 and dawn.
Hey girl, what you mean twice on the pie?
Year was 1971 for Dawn. Remember that? And the thing called Knock Three Times. Remember when we used to bang on the radiators? Hey, we want more heat up here. Landlord used to get so mad when we did that. That was a cold water flat he used to live in. You never lived in one. Hey, we have a twin spin coming up in a couple of minutes on WWTC. I feel like playing a little trivia. Got a dandy prize to give to some lucky person out there. A pair of lifeguard shock absorbers by Midas. The old bus need a couple of shocks. All right. Here's the question. I want somebody out there that maybe is a World War II buff, someone that knows something about ships, to tell me the name of the largest battleship that Germany had during World War II. Huh? Can you do that? What was the largest battleship they had, the Germans had, the Nazis had? Won't it was during World War II. All right, we'll take some phone calls now at 338-1280. Hope you have the right answer. 338-1280. 25 degrees right now. It's 741.
The sound of music.
But hurry, folks. Hurry. The sale ends on Saturday at 6 p.m. Sound of Music. I love that jingle. Well, the road and the weather report is being brought to you by the Great American Tire Company. Great American Tire. As far as the roads go, they're clear. There was a little bit of slipperiness during the early evening hours, and the Department of Transportation boys were out there doing a little bit of sanding. We'll take a look at the weather forecast for Great American Tire just a moment.
Here's an important announcement for truckers from Great American Tire. Wants to put you on Michelin.
Variable cloudiness, Seth the weatherman. 20% chance of light snow today. Falling temperatures by afternoon, incidentally. We'll have a high today of 10 degrees. Oh, boy. Winds will be northwesterly also. Isn't that delightful? 20 to 30 miles per hour. I don't know what the WC index will be. We'll have to figure that out. Partly cloudy tonight. Low of minus 5, 5 degrees below zero. And Saturday's outlook, partly cloudy and a high of 15. At last check, 25 degrees here in the Twin Cities at 743. WWTC Road and Weather Report has been brought to you by the Great American Tire Company. Two locations, great people, 7331 West Highway 13 in Savage and a 2848 Northeast Highway 10 out there in Moundsville. In just a moment, we'll talk to the winner of a pair of shock absorbers on the Don Thompson program here at WWTC.
Hello there. You look like an average couple.
Thanks.
After the check.
Oh, and I thought you were going Dutch Street. That's nice. Hello. Good morning, Paul Fine. How are you?
Yes, fine.
How are things out in Minnetonka?
Very good.
You been outside yet?
Oh, it's chilly.
Yeah, it is indeed. You're going to have to scrape off the windshield out there. Paul, what do you do for a living?
I work for Pillsbury.
Uh-huh. What do you do with the company?
I'm in their marketing department.
Oh, fine. We ask a World War II question. Are you a buff of military equipment and hardware, that sort of thing?
Not really that much. I just remember the song Sink the Bismarck.
Oh, exactly, of course. I didn't even think of that. The Johnny Horton song in 1959.
Right.
Sure. All right, let me ask you. Well, you've already told us the largest German battleship during World War II was?
The Bismarck.
Indeed. Well, I wonder if your car needs a couple of shock absorbers.
Always.
That's no reflection on the boys in the transportation department. They're having a rough time. Of course, we get the gas tax going through.
That'll take care of it.
Well, what did Reagan say? They were talking about that's going to be a use tax. Is that what? That's just a nice way of saying taxes, isn't it?
It's another way of saying
I suppose. Well, listen, what are you going to do? Paul, you got yourself a pair of shock absorbers, and you'll find, out your way out in Excelsior Boulevard, 519 East Excelsior in Hopkins. You'll find some folks out there be glad to help you and put those lifeguard shock absorbers on. Midas. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Paul Fine. WWTC at 7:46 as we go into
TC with a twin spin.
1962.
Baby, 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 take it easy.
James Darren from 1962, Her Royal Majesty. I was thinking of Di. Weren't you thinking of pretty little Di there? Anyway, and slow twisting with Chubby Checker. That's a lovely couple. Princess, what do they call her? Diane, not Princess Diane. queen consort? Now I don't know what they call her. Well, for heaven's sakes, I'll tell you what. Anybody is a military buff out there? We're talking about German warships during World War II. We talked about the big one. Paul Fine guessed the Bismarck was the biggest the Germans had during WW2. They had some other kind of ships called pocket battleships. They were sleek, swift, very, very, very fast battleships. I can think of a couple of them. If you can name one of them for me, and you're the first one to give me an accurate answer, I've got a TC T-shirt for you. 338-1280, 338-1280. We'll answer the phone 752 right now. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. We're going to do that. Go ahead. Open the phone lines, Phil. That's Olivia, not for you. Ah, love that lady. 1971, WWTC with Don Thompson. Let me quickly open up our telephone line. Good morning to Jim Johnson. How are you?
Tired.
Tired? What sure. From?
Not shouldn't sleep.
Couldn't sleep a wink last night.
I could have. I just think enough of it.
Yeah, be ashamed of yourself. I don't know what you... Better not tell us the rest of it, Jim. I just thought it'd be fun to, for the heck of it, to follow up with another military question. We were talking about the pocket battleships during World War II. What was the name of one I was thinking of?
Graf Spee.
And the Scharnhorst was another
Scharnhorst,
one. I couldn't pronounce it, or I would have mentioned that. Jim, what do you do for a living?
I work for a betting company in St. Paul.
Okay. Well, you got yourself out there in Shoreview. You got yourself a TC T-shirt. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Don. You
bye.
Too.
I wish we had time to talk a little longer, Jim. We're busy right now. Now we're going to get back to music in just a moment. Stay with us. The Xerox store has a great Christmas bonus for you, folks. Those are the Rascals. 1966 was the year on that one, and come on up. Stay tuned now. We have Buddy Holly all set to go in just a moment on WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's 8 o'clock as we switch to Mutual.
Mutual News. The government reports November wholesale prices climbed 0.6%.
A message from the Bell System.
This holiday season, Remember the Children, the 1982 collection of cards and gifts from UNICEF is now on sale. For information, you may call 333-2824, 333-2824. And now updating Twin Cities weather. Variable cloudiness, a 20% chance of light snow this morning, falling temperatures. Winds will be northwesterly 20 to 30 miles per hour today. We'll drop to 10 degrees above zero by afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of minus 5. 5 degrees below zero on Saturday. Partly cloudy with a high of 15 degrees. Now 24 degrees in the Twin Cities.
1280 TC with the music and the memories.
All my